This is GQDN for Friday, August 16th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent, excellent stuff. Very delicious. Yes, yes. What you do, go to the checkout and you put in the promo code QUEST once you get all that stuff. That way you get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Very good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. Oh, wait till it comes up this week. Good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some stuff that's on sale. We got some releases. And what is going on with Fortnite? Yeah, we got an update there. But we will begin today with GameSpot.com, and they're saying that Tim Sweeney did say that some of the Epic Games Store exclusivities were not very good investments. So PC Gamer did have a report that the Epic Games founder, CEO Tim Sweeney, revealed a strategy evaluation with some reporters earlier this week. And they were talking about the Epic Games Store. Here's what he said, quote, "We spent a lot of money on exclusives. A few of them worked extremely well. A lot of them were not good investments. But the free games program has been just magical." Now, Sweeney did not go into detail about the good ones and the bad ones. But GameSpot was thinking that maybe it was Alan Wake 2, because the developer Remedy did not earn back its development costs earlier this year. And Alan Wake 2 was one of GameSpot's best games of 2023. But there were some other examples like Metro Exodus, Outer Wilds, and Hades. Now, Sweeney was also talking about the free games on the Epic Games Store. Quote, "Giving away free games seems counterintuitive as a strategy, but companies spend money to acquire users into games. For about a quarter of the price that it costs to acquire users through Facebook ads or Google search ads, we can pay a game developer a lot of money for the right to distribute their games to our users. And we can bring in new users to the Epic Games Store at a very economical rate." Now, right now, Epic Games Store is giving away the Death's Gambit, Afterlife, and World of Warships with the Callisto Protocol. And last year, they had 86 free titles with 586 million claimed by the users. So very interesting there. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle said that there might be a game in development. Oh, yes, it's Rumorville. We're in Rumorville! Rumorville! Because the new God of War may be in development with Santa Monica's new IP. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle thinks that the two games are being developed simultaneously. But if it's true, they'll be different from their previous operations. Now, Santa Monica has been a single project studio ever since they began developing games. But they're working on a new IP that was reported by Corey Barlog, and that's what he said there on Twitter. But at the same time, Tech for Gamers said that Santa Monica was looking for a senior hero combat designer, and the job requirements would include experience in, quote, third-person melee action RPGs, end quote, and the people would also have to be, quote, fluent with combat design choices, systems, mechanics, and enemies in God of War and God of War Ragnarok, end quote. So they could be doing games. Now we go to Fortnite, and this is an update, because Fortnite is back on iOS, but it's only in Europe, because the EU was going after Apple for the past few months, and Fortnite was the game that the EU was focusing on. So just an update for everybody, only in the EU, Fortnite is back on iOS. So we shall see what happens with that one. Here we go, here's all the releases. WCCF Tech said that New World Eternum beta starts September 13th. This is the new expansion for New World, which will release this year, but the beta will be on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S in North America, South America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. Now, the beta will also support cross-play across all platforms, and that will allow people to team up with friends who might be on a different platform. The preload for the beta comes at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. BST, and 12 p.m. Eastern Time on September 11th across all platforms. And there's a questionnaire available on the New World website. So if you have some questions, you can go to the FAQ,
frequently asked question, on the website.
Now, if you want to pre-purchase, purchasing the New World Rise of the Angry Earth expansion, you will gain access to the New World Eternium in a free update. And you will get two choices. You can choose the $30, which is the basic one, or the $70 one, which is the Ellison Edition. Now, if you are on Xbox or PlayStation, you'll just be spending $60 for the standard edition. But if you want a little bit more, the New World Eternium Deluxe Edition will be $80, which will include a DLC, the Corrupted Soul Armor Skin, the Corrupted Bear Mauler Mount, which you can ride right away. Now, there's a lot of differences between PC and consoles. And according to WCCF Tech, it's better to play on the PC for this game than on the consoles. Here we go. Here comes the releases. We're going to start with GG Mania, because Dragon Age The Veilguard launch will be on October 31st. PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, Steam, and the Epic Games Store, because this is going to be brought to us by EA and BioWare. Regiments, The Winds of Change DLC is now available for Regiments. According to BlueNews.com, this will add more things to the global conflict. You'll be calling in reinforcements from France, Holland, Canada, and other places. So good luck there. Blue News also said that a game was announced, and it'll be Stranded Deep 2. And it is in development from the North Beach Games Prague, and that is a new studio in Prague. So we shall see what happens with that one. Polygon asked a question. Could Dr. Doom be in Fortnite Chapter 5 Season 4? Well, he will. Though the date is not yet specified, it'll be in September, and it'll be somewhere around the midpoint of the month. So when it does become available, to get Dr. Doom in Fortnite, you have to buy Chapter 5 Season 4 Battle Pass, which is available until November 2nd, 2024. So you got a little bit of time. Not much. A little bit of time. Now, we do have a little bit of equipment sale as well, because the ASOS ROG Ally is on sale. It has the Ryzen Z1 Extreme. It's at $500, it's $200. They do not know how to do math. So if you want that, go check that out. It's got a lot of games with it. You can get some. So I believe that's part of the Xbox Game Pass. Oh, Pure Xbox did say that the Xbox End of Summer is also on sale, and there's a lot of titles that go with it. Castlevania, some titles there, Dead Space 2 and 3, Contra, Rocket Knight, Skate 3, a lot of different games there, all on sale. And these sales may expire August 26th, so 10 days. And PC Gamer did say that, well, here's Humble Bundle again. So you can get some pretty good RPGs for $35, because it's the Beamdog and Owlcat RPG Master Bundle, and you will get Warhammer 40K Rogue Trader, Pathfinder Wrath of the Righteous, Pathfinder Kingmaker Enhanced Plus Edition, Neverwinter Nights Enhanced Edition, Baldur's Gate 2, Baldur's Gate 1, Planescape Torment Enhanced Edition, and Icewind Dale Enhanced Edition. So yeah, it's a lot of games on sale. But we are not on sale. No, we're always free for you. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/dawnforge. You know it's the live show, and you know you love it. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night on twitch.tv/dawnforge, 6 p.m. Until then, go play some games, people.